According to China Express, a Chinese newspaper published in the U.S. for overseas Chinese, a Chinese woman was reported to the police by a local for hitting the streets of Monterey Park City, California, with a toddler wearing split crotch pants. When the policeman realized putting on such pants was for potty training, he was very much astounded. 据美国侨报报道，近日网上传出了美国蒙特利公园市一名华裔妇女带着一名穿着开裆裤的小孩在公园散步，结果被白人女子报警。So, if we were to believe in this, of course, is this another example of misunderstanding due to cultural differences?
I think so. I think very much so. Because 开裆裤 or open crotch pants are quite normal here in China. It was a very common sight like 10 or 20 years ago. Not so much nowadays, but still most Chinese people know what this is.Whereas the same thing definitely cannot be said about Americans. So when one person sees this, they think, you know, maybe the parents aren't doing a very good job or maybe they're abusing their kids and things like that. And there they go, you know, the police.
Yeah, I mean, you have to remember that, that Californians are very, I don't know how to describe them necessarily, but they're very willing to get into other people's business. My mother tells a story of when we were living in Long Beach, just south of Los Angeles. A friend of the family took me and her son to the grocery store. When we came out of the grocery store, my friend and I, her son, we ran out into the parking lot, which is actually quite dangerous, because there's cars and everything. We're only like 5 or 6 years old. And then she's really angry because she's worried that we might get hurt. And so she just hits us on the head. And just, I can't remember if it was all that bad or hurt or not, but apparently someone saw this and then called social services. And my mother and her friend were both investigated.
Wow.
for child abuse, in fact, because someone had called them. So I think that, I mean, California in general, you know, depending on the area, but certainly there are quite a few people willing to get into other people's business, number one. Number two, I think it is quite odd, although still understandable that someone would call the police because a toddler has exposed genitals. Because I mean, you know, even in the U.S., which is, and in California as well, I mean, you know, it's not uncommon to see babies, toddlers, 2, 3, 4 years old, running around on the beach with no clothes on. And so I'm just kind of curious, you know, why is that okay, but then these open crotch pants are not okay? Definitely, it'd be very strange to see these in the United States.
Right.
But at the same time, it's a little hypocritical, perhaps.
Yeah, I think so. And I do agree with you, John, that there is, even within the U.S., a difference in terms of, you know, how much people want to get into other people's businesses. Mm-hmm. Some areas maybe are more open, yeah, and some are not. I have been to a town in Florida where the taxi driver complained to me that, you know, people here were so into other people's business that they will report to the police when they see their neighbor having an ugly curtain or something.
Oh, sure, you know? Sure. Well, so, those are, yeah, I mean, more and more like these suburban communities, they have like their own, you know, community council where you cannot, you know, you can't park your car in the driveway for longer than 2 hours or something, or else you're going to be fined.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I think that's a legit point. But here in this specific case, I still think maybe the more likely explanation is that some people are just not used to what they have never seen before. That's why they have raised this issue.
Zombie has a very good point. A long message, but I'll just try to interpret what he is saying. He says in Chicago, there was this nude cycling event twice a year, and that wasn't weird or, you know, against the law or something. And also...
Right. Well, also, if you go to the Bay Area, especially Berkeley, you'll find people of various political beliefs and activists and philosophies, you might say. And the few times that I've been there, it was actually, if I did not see a naked person, that would be a rare experience.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, what I'm saying is, like, every time that I've been to the Bay Area or Berkeley, I've seen a naked person walking around.
But I think here this case is a bit special because it involves a baby. And I think, you know, the U.S. are pretty good or stringent about protecting child rights, I think.
Well, in California, I think what happens is it's overprotection.
Yeah, a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, I mean, I don't understand why the police was called or even got involved, unless, of course, the baby was urinating or defecating mm-hmm. in public, because there are laws against that. And there are laws against inappropriate behavior, including the exposure of private parts. But this is usually not applied to small children.
Yeah, that's right. Also, should we talk about the cultural connotations or maybe disputes of kaidangku or split pants? Because in China, it is a very, very, very common sight. In fact, if you go to the stores that sell baby clothes, most of the pants are going to be designed so that parents can just cut through the middle of the crotch with scissors without actually hurting the pants or the fabric. So it is basically, it's something like a basic service provided to parents. You can choose to have split pants, and you can choose not to.
Crotchless.
This word just doesn't sound really decent to me, no. But somehow we have to use it.
It has other connotations.
Right.
But I still think, you know, compared with 10, 20 years ago, it's slowly going out of fashion. That's the general trend. And also we have to consider whether we're talking about urban areas or, you know, we're talking about the countryside. In the countryside nowadays, it's still very commonplace. But in the big cities, I don't think they are that popular anymore. So personally, I'm not a big fan, because even if, let's say, there's no problem when it comes to hygiene and stuff like that, at the very least, it's uncivilized. I would never in a million years want anyone to see my kids, you know, crotch area. So
maybe because of your overseas experience or exposure, you know, that somehow you find it not.
See, I'm kind of the opposite. I don't understand why it's uncivilized. Again, I mean, like, it's okay for babies to run around naked when they're at the pool or at the beach, but it's not okay for them to, you know, have these split crotch pants.
No, maybe that's just for me. I wouldn't like to see them running around naked on the beach.
Yeah,
either.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. No, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I don't think it really matters. My concern is the exact opposite of Liu Yan. I mean, I would be more concerned about hygiene, especially because we do see that most babies with the split crotch pants do come from poorer backgrounds. There's actually going to be more likelihood of, you know, urinary tract infections and things like that.
Yeah, that's true. And Zombie, again, you know, offering his or her suggestions on this topic, is saying that, yes, there are two points of views concerning whether or not to wear these pants. Some moms think that it's actually better your genitals are exposed to the air, giving it, you know, making it, well,
freer.
Anyway, well, in a less humid area, better than, you know, wearing diapers at least.
But that's what baby powder is for, right?
Right, right. You know, I haven't finished, but what Zombie is saying is that there are these two points. Well, on the other, there's John's point of, you know, being contracted with various, you know, diseases. And he says that I think it's fair that we can probably do a scientific research, you know, controlling other factors, having boys and girls who wear diapers in one group and who don't wear diapers but wear these split pants in one group, and then looking for their growth, their development.
The only concern, I think, with the split pants and no diaper thing is really, if that is the case, then where are they supposed to go to the bathroom? I mean, so wearing diapers, because if they're wearing diapers, you know, a 1 year old, if it needs to pee, it can just pee, mm-hmm. right? Because it's going to go into the diaper. It's not going to pee over everything.
Yeah.
But with the split crotch pants and no diaper, where are they supposed to pee? Just on the side of the road? I think that's the real issue for me.
Yeah. And then that's a bigger problem if you're in the U.S. or some other Western countries.
It should be a bigger problem here, I think, too.
Yeah, but it's
like no peeing on the sidewalk. The number of times that I've been to, you know, an open air market, whether it was for food or for other things, and just seeing, you know, the kids of the shop owners running around and just peeing everywhere, it's not very attractive.
It's not surprising at all. I mean, so many adults here in China also pee everywhere.
Mm. What if they pee inside of a lawn or, you know, earth instead of like cement?
Well, the problem is that you'll find trees that are frequented by dogs, for example, mm-hmm. and grassy areas that are frequented by dogs and or cats because of marking their territory. It dies very easily. And so in that sense, it's probably not a good idea either.
Probably not. In this case, that's a bigger question that we should be talking about.